We do have a very earnest burden on our heart on the Word of God.
Yes.
We want to speak about our bodies.
Amen.
We all are in a mortal body.
Amen.
And it is, scripture I used the other night from Psalms 139, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. When you think about how the human body operates, and a while back I ran across a book that had a whole bunch of drawings and of all the different parts of the body. And I want to tell you, you know, we just take a lot of these things for granted. There's the breathing system and the digestive system and the circulatory system and the bone structure system and the nerve system and it's the digestive system and the elimination system, and it's just our bodies are they're just fearfully and yet wonderfully made. But there's other thoughts about the body that I'm afraid a lot of people don't know about.
Amen.
That's what I want to talk about from the Word of God. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies,
amen,
a living sacrifice,
yes,
holy, acceptable unto God.
Amen.
Present your bodies,
yes,
unto God.
Amen.
Present your bodies holy. That means given over to all righteousness and holiness with no sin,
amen,
and lust and evil desires,
yes,
having any part. This is what the Apostle Paul, and after all the things he had brought out in the first few chapters of this epistle here to the Romans, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Amen.
That's God's mercy, that he would have us to present our bodies,
amen,
unto him. Your body, my body, everyone's body,
amen,
because it is God's property, as we're,
yes,
going to see. It is God's possession.
Amen.
It's not ours, it's,
yes,
his. And we need to present our bodies. You need to present your body.
Amen.
Children, listen to me.
Yes.
You have a body. You live in a body. You have a head, and you have shoulders, you have arms, legs, you have feet, you have fingers, you have eyes, ears, and tongue, and all of these different members of your body.
Amen.
You are a living creature that God made you.
Amen.
You didn't just happen to be.
Yes.
God made you.
Amen.
He gave you your body.
Yes.
You need to present that body to God.
Yes.
You need to give it over. You need to turn away from sin in the world. You,
amen,
need to turn away from self and pride and foolishness and all the things that,
yes,
the world is offering to these mortal frames and bodies and our minds. We need to turn away from those things.
Amen.
And we need to turn toward righteousness,
yes,
godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, all of these things. Fight a good fight of faith,
yes,
for the good of your soul and your body.
Yes.
Because your body is the gift of God.
Yes.
Now may the Lord help us here. It says, I beseech you by the mercies of God, by that you present your bodies,
amen,
a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him,
amen,
which is your reasonable service.
Yes.
It's reasonable for you to do this. You,
amen,
owe it to God.
Yes.
You know, it's not your body is not your own.
Amen.
It's not yours.
Yes.
It belongs to God because God made it and gave it to you.
Yes.
He breathed into Adam's nostrils. He framed his body from the dust of the ground,
yes,
and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. Amen. He became alive. Yes. His body began to function. Yes. He could see. He could hear. He could talk. He Amen. Could feel. He could go around. He could move about. He could walk. He could wave his hands, do things with his hands. And Amen. He was a living creature.
Amen.
And so are you. You and I. You have a body God gave you. You need to consecrate that body
yes.
to God. That's part of the plan of salvation.
Amen.
Not only to forgive you of your sins and your trespasses and the things you've done wrong, but He wants you also to take your body and present it. Say, Lord, this is my body. I'm going to give it to you. It's yours.
Amen.
And I want you to be glorified
yes.
in my body. I want to keep my body in the will of thine, of
Amen.
Will of God.
Yes.
Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. My heart is so full. I'm so glad to know about this. But my heart is heavy. I'd like to get it to other people.
Amen.
I'd like to help other people to see.
Yes.
We live in a world that just people are just living to the lust of the body with
Amen.
No thought about who it really belongs to.
Yes.
It's just awful. Everywhere you go, the
Amen.
Way people dress, the way they act,
yes.
what they put in their bodies, all this old liquor and all this overeating. People are just eating themselves to the graves today.
Amen.
They don't need all that food, but they just eat and eat, and they get heavier and heavier and heavier, and the body begins to break down. Listen, dear ones, you need to consecrate your body to the one who gave it to
yes.
you.
Amen.
And the Lord help us. Now got some other scriptures I want to notice in the 6th chapter of Romans. Some more of the Apostle Paul's writing here. I think I'll start at verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What is that, members? What's he talking about? Your hands, your feet, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your abilities, your functions. You are to yield those things as members of righteousness
Amen.
That God can use,
yes.
as instruments that He can use.
Amen.
Use this tongue
yes.
to be a help to others, to
yes.
glorify God. Don't just rattle off with a bunch of nonsense
Amen.
And foolish talking
yes.
and cursing and swearing like so many do. They defile
yes.
their body
Amen.
With their tongue.
Yes.
It says the tongue in James chapter 3 is a dumb member. That is it. It is defiles the whole body.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing the way people use their tongues.
Yes.
They use their tongue to speak and say things that they ought not to say.
Amen.
How do you use your tongue today?
Amen.
Oh, dear ones, it's something. We need to use these members. Our eyes, we need to look at things that are wholesome and glorifying to God.
Yes.
We need to use our ears to listen to things
yes.
that are helpful and beneficial
yes.
and a blessing to us.
Yes.
We need to use our tongue to speak, our voice to sing and to praise God.
Amen.
Oh my, we got a song in our book, number 239, written by a young woman years ago, Frances Ridley Havergal, and she was wanting to consecrate herself. Take my hands and let them move
Amen.
At the impulse of
yes.
thy love.
Praise
Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful
Amen.
For thee. Take my voice and let me sing
Praise
always
Lord.
Holy for yeah. my King.
Praise
oh, dear ones, your body is not your own.
Amen.
It's God's. Lord, help us
yes.
today Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Don't yield your members as instruments of sin, of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves to God and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Your holiness and righteousness. Oh, may it on down there. It says here in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men, because the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. We need to do that, yield ourselves. We used to yield our members. I used to have a habit of cursing and swearing. That's awful. I used to do it. I had a terrible habit of that. When I'd get mad, I'd curse and swear. I felt so bad. I was working for my uncle out west of town there at Guthrie. And I was working in, driving the tractors and running his implements and working his ground and everything. And one morning, I had to go out and hook an implement up to the tractor. And I got on the tractor and I went out there and I backed up to that. And I backed up, you know, and then I got out and was going to go ahead, and it wasn't right. Get back up on the tractor and back it up again. And then I just began to curse and swear. I didn't know anybody else was around, because God was hearing me. And I was so angry and upset, and I just cursed and swear several times. And all of a sudden, I looked up, and there was my cousin standing there. He's one I was working with. Oh, I thought, he must have heard me. Oh, I was so ashamed of myself. I should have been ashamed anyway, because God was listening to me. I was taking his name in vain. My cousin walked up to him and he kind of laughed and he said, "It's kind of hard on your religion, isn't it?" What he told me. He hurt me. I tell you, dear ones, I'm glad I got victory over that. God saved me that summer. God saved me. But I had such a habit with that old tongue. One day I was driving their truck, from downtown and going on back out to the farm. And it's one of these international trucks, and you had to be real careful or it'd grind the gears when you shift the gears. I pulled down from second gear down into high gear, and I said, "God!" I said, God. But I stopped. I had gotten saved. This is after I'd gotten saved. And I said, "Oh God, please forgive me. By your help, I'll never do that again." And I thank the Lord I never did it again. You yield your bodies not to sin, not to self, not to the world, but yield your body as instruments of righteousness. Speak the right words. Do the right things with your hands. Amen. Go the right places with your feet. Yes. Oh, may the Lord help us. Yes. Now, I got some other scriptures here. Romans chapter 8. And on down here, he's speaking about not living to the flesh, but living to the Spirit. That's what he's talking about in this first part of this chapter. People that are carnally minded, that's death. That means carnally minded means fleshly minded. All you think about, all you live for is to fulfill the appetites and the desires of the old body.
Amen.
The physical desires. Now the physical desires that God put in the body, if they're controlled and if they are put and used rightfully, they're good.
Amen.
But the thing about it is, Satan has got control and people just live for the appetites of their body.
Amen.
They have no regard for what pleases God. We have all this fornication and adultery and double marriage and ungodly ways of men, between men and women. And we have all this lust and love of money and strife and all these things. And people are just living to the flesh.
Yes.
And that's what he's talking about here. I want to read a little bit what he said in start at verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. What it means here is we don't have to live after the flesh.
Amen.
You don't have to.
Yes.
You do because you want to, and you got
Amen.
Yourself in bondage.
Yes.
You don't have to live to the flesh.
Amen.
And over in Galatians 5, it tells what some of the works of the flesh are.
Yes.
Works of the flesh are these, which manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and all these kind of things, covetousness and pride
Amen.
And all that. That's the works of the flesh.
Yes.
We don't have to do that. We
yes.
don't have any obligation.
Amen.
Jesus can help you to quit living
yes.
to your flesh.
Amen.
And he can help you to live to the Spirit. Now listen, it says here, we are not debtors, we are debtors not to the flesh, live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
Amen.
Now what kind of death is that? That's a spiritual death.
Amen.
And that will lead on. A person that just lives to the flesh, to his own physical appetites, the lusts and desires of the world and everything, he's going to die. He's already died spiritually, and he's going to die forever
Amen.
If he don't straighten up and
yes.
get right with God.
Yes.
You are debtors. If we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye
Amen.
Shall live. You've
Amen.
Got to mortify, bring it in control.
Amen.
You don't have to let it rule your life.
Yes.
You just don't have to do that. You don't have to have hatred and malice and
Amen.
Envy and jealousy
yes.
and covetousness, love of money and anger and wrath and all these. You don't have to have that.
Yes.
We can bring our bodies in control.
Amen.
Lord, help us today. Now I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Lord, help us today. I'm going to bring it out from the Word, and what you do with it is going to be up to you.
Amen.
I can't make anybody do anything. This is why the foolishness of preaching is to be brought out, the Word to be brought out, and then everyone is going to be responsible.
Amen.
For their own souls.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 6. And we'll start at verse 13. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it, the belly, and them, the meats. You know, we're living in a, what shall I call it? An eating world. People are eating themselves to the grave.
Amen.
The belly for meats. The belly for foods.
Amen.
It's all right. We've all got to eat. But you don't have to make a god out of it.
Amen.
That's what many people are doing.
Yes.
It's a god.
Amen.
The scripture speaks about people whose god is their belly.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 3. He speaks about people whose god is their belly.
Amen.
Now, I like to eat. I enjoy food. Brother, I'm going to tell you, I found out the Lord wants me to put the curb on it.
Amen.
Be careful what you eat, how much you eat.
Amen.
All right, now let's see. Belly meats for the belly, and belly for meat. But God shall destroy both it and them.
Amen.
God's going to destroy the belly and the meats.
Yes.
So we got to live for something else. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord for the body.
Yes.
Now then, fornication is something we don't want to just talk about in a public way so much, but what it is, what it involves, is wrong relationship between men and women.
Amen.
One scripture says marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled.
Amen.
But whoremongers and adulterers, yes, God's going to judge.
Yes, amen.
They don't hold that appetite in and have marriage as a sacred, honorable institution in their life to bring happiness and to be as God would have it to be. And that is going to bring people to disaster.
Amen.
Fornication. The body is not. The body didn't make. He didn't make body for that.
Amen.
It's for the Lord.
Amen.
Your body is not for you and your own selfish, lustful desire, but it's for the Lord.
Amen.
God Almighty. Why is it? Because He created it. He designed it. He gave it to you. And He wants you to give it to Him and let Him have control.
Amen.
Body is not for fornication.
Yes.
It's for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body.
Yes.
Did you know that if you let your body be a temple of God for Him to dwell in, He'll take care of your body?
Yes.
You know God can heal your body?
Amen.
He doesn't need medicine and doctors and surgeries and all these things. He doesn't need that. His people have the privilege of trusting in Him as a great physician.
Yes.
He can heal your body no matter what it
is.
It's your privilege.
Amen.
And He's not going to heal you and make so you never will have any kind of problem and you'll live here forever and heal you every time. No, but He'll heal you when He sees best.
Amen.
When He sees you need it. But some of these days this old body is going to come to the end.
Amen.
Of this mortal life.
Yes.
And there'll be a funeral for you. And you'll be laid out in the graveyard.
Amen.
That's the body.
Yes.
Alright, let's get a little more. And God hath both raised up the Lord. He raised up Jesus. Jesus had a mortal body just like ours.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. Flesh and blood. He had a body just like digestive organs, breathing and all. He had a body just like ours.
Amen.
But and He died just like any other man would die.
Yes.
And the way He's on the cross, He died.
Amen.
And they buried Him in the grave. But what happened? He was raised up.
Amen.
God raised Him up from the dead.
Yes.
He raised that mortal body. He quickened that body that was dead and He raised it up to immortality.
Amen.
He was an immortal.
Yes.
He had eternal life.
Amen.
He could appear and disappear.
Yes.
He could do anything, go through walls.
Amen.
And they saw Him ascend up and pass out of sight into the heavens above. God raised up Jesus from the dead. And it says, He will also raise up us by His own power. You know, if we live for God and let Him have our bodies, He's going to quicken those mortal bodies. You might be dead for 100 years, but in the great judgment day when He descends from heaven, He's going to quicken those mortal bodies in the grave. Do you believe in the resurrection?
Amen.
You believe in the eternal resurrection, the last day?
Yes.
He's going to bring everybody that ever lived and bring them out and going to be at the judgment before Him.
Yes.
What a day that'll be. God's going to do that.
Amen.
He's able to do it.
Yes.
Even though maybe you people are down in the ocean, drowned in the ocean, and He'll bring them out.
Yes.
Because that's His property,
Amen.
Those bodies. And if we haven't lived for the Lord and let Him have control in our bodies, we're going to have a body that'll be for damnation.
Amen.
The Scriptures teach that.
Yes.
Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ?
Yes.
Your body is a member of Christ.
Amen.
It's His property.
Yes.
He died and gave His life to purchase you and your body and your soul.
Amen.
Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Let's just take it like this. Shall I take this body that's a member, really supposed to be a member of Christ,
Amen.
And shall I give it to the world and to the flesh and to self. No, we shouldn't do that.
Amen.
That's wrong.
Yes.
People are going to pay for that.
Amen.
You don't have to serve God if you don't want to, but Amen. You're going to pay for it if you don't.
Yes. Right.
I'm going to pay. If I don't, I'm going to pay for it.
Amen.
Lord help us.
Yes.
I tell you, this is serious. What, know you not that he which is joined to your heart is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. We are joined to the Lord in our spirit.
Yes.
Our spirit is the inner man.
Amen.
It's the spirit that God gave to everyone. You, all of you, have a spirit.
Yes. Amen.
That God wants to come and blend with.
Yes.
And live in your heart.
Amen.
He wants to do that. Yes. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, Jesus said.
Amen.
But we can be one spirit with the Lord and with God, because he's spirit and we're spirit.
Amen.
Right while we're in these old fleeting mortal bodies, we can have a spirit that
Amen.
Unites with God.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I have experienced that in my life.
Amen.
And I've had a happy, joyful, victorious, successful, blessed life.
Amen.
Because I let my spirit be united with God's sweet, holy,
praise
loving, Lord. Kind, gracious, strong
yes.
spirit.
Praise the Lord.
If you think you're having a good time in this old world with all these old physical pleasures,
Amen.
you just got something. You don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Listen. Flee fornication.
Amen.
I tell you, this old world is, you don't know what this fornication, get your dictionary and look it up sometime. It's wrong relationship between men and women. It's staining our society.
Yes.
It's staining our nations. It's
Amen.
Staining our people.
Yes.
People are just living after the flesh.
Yes.
We need to flee that thing.
Amen.
Take a stand against it.
Yes.
They say back in those cities where Paul preached the gospel, Corinth and Galatia and Ephesus, said those cities were just stained with this awful fornication.
Amen.
History tells they were just wretched with it.
Yes.
And the gospel came and showed people, God's not pleased with that.
Amen.
Quit doing that.
Yes.
Give your body to the Lord and let him be your God.
Amen.
Every sin that a man doeth is without the body.
Yes.
But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
Yes. Amen.
You sin with your soul.
Yes.
Your spirit is where the sin is. But you use the body to give vent to it. And the
Amen.
Body takes it in. And it's not, God is not pleased with that. Your body, your soul is going to stand before God.
Amen.
And God's going to bring this body back. But I want to tell you, dear ones, we're going to have to take a stand against the sin.
Amen.
What? No, you're not. Listen to this. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own.
Yes.
Don't you know that your body is a temple that God's Spirit wants to live in?
Amen.
God's not interested in living in these fleeting
Amen.
Earthly houses.
Yes.
Big old, you have these big cathedrals and big church buildings, and
Amen.
People think that's God's house. No, that ain't God's house. You know what God's house is?
Amen.
It's you.
Yes.
Your body.
Amen.
He wants to come and live in
Amen.
Your body.
Amen.
That's what the plan of salvation brings
Amen.
About.
Yes.
That's what Jesus died for.
Yes.
So that we could be washed of our sins, he could save, and his spirit can come and live.
Amen.
Oh, brother, I want to tell you something. You don't know what happiness and pleasure and joy and gladness is.
Amen.
Until you have that sweet Holy Spirit come and fill your whole heart, soul, mind.
Yes.
Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which
Amen.
You have of God, which you have of God is in you, and
yes.
ye are not your own.
Amen.
You're not your own. In other words, you don't belong to yourself. Some
Amen.
People say, I'm my own boss. I can do what I want to do. No, you can't.
Amen.
You go ahead and do it and you see where you come out.
Amen.
It won't work.
Amen.
One place back in the Psalms, it said, the people says, our lips are our own. Who's Lord over us? Well, we just talk and say what we want to say. Go ahead and do that. We'll
Amen.
See where you come out.
Yes.
God is, your body belongs to God.
Amen.
Your lips are not your own.
Yes.
These hands are not your own.
Amen.
Lord, help us today.
Yes.
Help us. Help every one of us to get a hold of this.
Yes. Amen.
Ye are bought with a price, he says.
Yes.
Therefore, who bought whose? What's the price was paid for you? Jesus' own precious blood.
Amen.
He spilled it. He died.
Yes.
So that he could purchase you.
Amen.
Redeem your back to him.
Yes.
Ye are bought with a price. Therefore, Amen. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Glorify God.
Yes.
You're not your own. You can't just do what you want to do.
Amen.
You can do it, but you'll be sorry.
Yes.
You'll be sorry.
Yes.
There's going to be countless trillions, quadrillions, septillions, octillions of people at the judgment.
Amen.
To meet the deeds
yes.
that they did in their body.
Amen.
We're all going to have to answer.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 9 and 27. This is what Paul said. And this is wise for everybody to do.
Yes.
But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection.
Amen.
Lest that by any means, after I have preached to others, I myself
Amen.
Should be a castaway.
Yes.
Folks, this has happened to a lot of people.
Amen.
There have been lots of people
yes.
that have gotten saved and have followed the Lord for a while, and then they yielded to the lust of the body
yes. Amen.
And lost out.
Yes.
We've got one figure in our songbook that did that. Doesn't pay. The Apostle Paul here says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection.
Yes.
Lest by any means, after I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway. Some
Amen.
People say, oh, once you're saved, you're always saved. They say your body sins, but your soul is kept pure. Did you know there's millions of people that are deceived by that false doctrine?
Amen.
That's not the truth.
Yes, praise the Lord.
You can live above sin.
Amen.
You don't have to yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. You don't have to do that.
Amen.
You can be careful and control your body.
Amen.
Temperate. That's what the word temperance means. It means self-control.
Amen.
Lord, help us. 2 Corinthians 5. One more scripture, and then I want to bring my little message to a close. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. Verse 10. Listen. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now what's going to happen there? This is what he said. That everyone may receive or be recompensed or be rewarded for the things done in his body. According to what he has done, whether it be good or bad. We're all going to have to answer for what we've done in our life. You can't get out of it. You might think you will, but you won't. I want to remember one more scripture. I just want to refer to it. You don't have to look it up, but I'll tell you where it is. It's Daniel 3 and 28 is when the three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to the ungodly image that the king had set up. While everybody else was bowing down, these three faithful men of God would not bow their knees. And they stood up. And so King Nebuchadnezzar, he called them up there. He thought he'd give them another chance. And says to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we're going to sound the trumpets and the music again. And if you will bow down to the image, everything will be all right. But if not, I'm going to throw you in a burning fiery furnace. And they looked up to him and they said, King, we're not even careful to answer you in this matter. The God whom we serve will save us from the burning fiery furnace. But if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down and worship your God. You know, that's the way we got to be. We got to be so determined. We're not going to they'll take us out and shoot us and kill us and burn us to a stake. We're not going to do those things. And sure enough, the king was so mad he told him heat up the furnace seven times hotter. He was so mad at these army, just throw them in there. Get the strongest men in his army. And get them in there. And the flames were so hot coming out of that furnace that when those men picked up those three young men and threw them in there, the flames leaped out and ate up and killed those men. And the three men fell down bound. They bound them up. Fell down, bound into the midst of the fire. They gave themselves to do that. They could have said, well, we might as well go ahead and bow down and save our lives. They didn't want to do that. No, we're not going to bow down to gods. We're not going to bow down to the old gods of this world. God of pride, the God of lust, the God of wickedness, the God of covetousness, and the love of money. We're not going to bow down to those things. And here's what Nebuchadnezzar said after he got up, after he did all that. He looked down in there in the furnace, and what did he see? He saw three, four. Hey, did we throw three men in there? Yeah, we did, your king. Well, there's four in there.
Praise the Lord.
And they're up walking around.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, dear ones. You believe in this wonderful God we serve?
Yes.
Here's what Nebuchadnezzar said in verse 28 of Daniel 3.
Amen.
Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
Who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies. Think about that. They yielded their bodies that they might not serve or worship any god except their own. They yielded their bodies. That's what you and I need to do.
Yes.
Our first scripture was, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. May the Lord help us. Don't take this just because I said it, but because it's God's word. And you're going to meet this. You're going to meet this one day. Better meet it now And yield yourself to the Lord and let Him live in your mortal body.
Amen.
Bring it in subjection. Be godly and righteous and holy, and keep your mouth, keep your eyes, keep your tongue, keep yourself in the love and fear of God.
Amen.
And it'll pay in the end.
Amen. Praise the Lord.